Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings to all my friends out there. I hope you're having a good day. I want to take you to 2 Corinthians 13 and 5. This is where we ended yesterday. Paul says to the Corinthian church, examine yourselves. The Greek word there for examine is perazo, which means to test. Test yourself. Ask to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourself. Do you not know yourself that Jesus Christ is in you? Now, we ended by telling you that Paul is not saying test yourself to see if you have sin. It's very clear. What is he saying? Test yourself to see if you are in the faith. Now, that's a whole lot different than test yourself to see if you are in sin. When you come to church, rather than hearing a message about finding out whether you're in sin or not, wouldn't it be more beneficial to you to find out whether you're in the faith or not? Especially considering Jesus has already paid for sin. If Christ has paid for sin, then testing yourself to see if you're in the faith is the only thing left for you to do. So let me ask you, are you in the faith? Well, you might wonder, how does someone know whether or not they're in the faith without getting into works? Because that's usually what happens. We talk about being in the faith and finding out if we're in the faith, and they go, well, I'm not reading as much and praying as much, so I must not be in the faith. And notice that they've automatically equated faith with the stuff they're doing, and faith and works are not the same thing. Romans chapter 4, I think, gives us our answer. Listen to the third verse. I want to read 3, 4, and 5. For what does the Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Okay, that's verse 3. What does the Scripture say? Abraham believed God, just believed whatever God said, and God considered that righteous. Now, to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. So it's not grace. If you got to work for it, it's not grace. Verse 5. But to him who does not work, now that doesn't mean doesn't have a job, but we're talking in relation to your spirit. For him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. So I ask you, are you in the faith? Because that's what Paul tells the Corinthian church to do in 2 Corinthians 13. Test yourself to see whether you are in the faith. And if you run that test on your own life, you got to ask yourself, do you believe God? Do you believe what God says? That's what Abraham did. He believed God. God counted that to him for righteousness. Number two, are you trying to work for that which is supposed to be done by grace? Because if you're working, then it's what you get is yours by debt, by obligation, rather than by grace. Verse 5, third part. If you don't work for it, but you just believe for it anyway, then your faith counts for righteousness. You see, that's the kind of faith that counts for righteousness, not just someone saying, do you have faith? Because most people go, well, I have faith. Oh, I have some faith. I have a little faith. But they're missing the point. We're not talking about quantity of faith. I'm not even talking about quality of faith, because I think that's confusing too. It's not quantity, quality, big, little. It's where's your faith at? Is your faith in the fact that God justifies the ungodly? Notice God doesn't have to wait around to justify the godly. You wouldn't need faith if God had to justify the godly. You just need to get godly. Get godly in the way you act, as silly as that sounds. You'd have to just get godly in the way you act, think, dress, talk, walk, whatever. If you could figure out what godly is, then God would justify you. But that would be God owing you justification because God figures you earned it. I don't want the kind I can earn. I want the kind that I can't earn. The kind that is superior to my works. The kind that is superior to my knowledge and my speech and my walk and my talk. I want the kind that comes from Christ. The Christ-like kind of righteousness. It's that righteousness that is special. Not mine. Mine is obligatory. Mine is of debt. Mine is comparative. It looks at other people and tries to figure out what part of me is better than them and what part of them is better than me. It judges me against me and me against them. It doesn't put Christ into the equation. Examine yourself today to see if you be in the faith. Don't examine yourself today to see if you be in sin. Once you know that you're in faith, you'll know that sin has been dealt with. That's the faith that has been counted for righteousness. Just because there's some great stuff in that 13th chapter of 2 Corinthians, I want to deal one more day with this. We'll do that tomorrow. In the meantime, be at rest in the finished work. Grace to you.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.